So then I told him he could just get his shit and get out. Because what else was I supposed to say? When somebody tells you that they don't really want to be there anymore and they're seeing someone else, you don't really want them living in your house, right? I mean, was I out in left field on that? You're a guy. Give me a guy's perspective on that. Okay, good. I was not wrong. Ugh, I swear, breakups are the worst. Like, honestly, the worst. But I don't have to tell you that. Sorry. Sorry. I've been blathering on about this. How are you doing? Yeah. It's been, what, 4 or 5 months now? Mm-hmm. Well, that's positive, right? It's always good when it's not immediately in your mind every day. I'll get there eventually, I'm hoping. Although, I don't know. Do you mentally check out of a relationship before it ends sometimes? Is that a thing? Because I feel like that's what happened. I feel like I've been out of that relationship for a while now. I know that wasn't the case for you, though. I'm sorry. No, I mean, we haven't had a chance to catch up much. It's kind of a side effect of being mutual friends, right? I mean, being friends with her and you, the friends always have to take sides after a breakup, and it's never fun. Well, I didn't choose not to hang out with you. It just kind of happened that way. But I am glad that we're having coffee today. Thank you for inviting me over. I do still see her from time to time. Well, more often than not, actually. Yeah. We really don't want to have that conversation. No, we don't. It's not worth it. Move on. To be honest, she's not that nice a person. I hate to say it, but it's true. I mean, she's fine to go shopping with and to watch movies with and whatever, but as far as a close friendship, she's not the kind of person that I would be close friends with, you know? Why? She has a big mouth, first of all. Everything you tell her just goes to everybody she knows. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just say I know things about you that I wish I didn't. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that was horrible. just forget I said that, okay? Yeah. See, now I'm gossiping, and I'm not a gossip. Okay, let me start again. The point I'm trying to make is that you don't need to feel bad about how things ended with her. And you don't need to worry that I'm keeping up a close friendship with her and that you're damaging that by having some sort of a friendship with me. She's not someone I'll keep in my inner circle. Okay? Yeah. I knew you were going to ask me that. This is so awful. Okay, well, she likes to talk. What can I say? I mean, and in light of my recent circumstances, some of what she said, I actually might have listened to, but... well, let's just say that not all men are equal in certain things. This is humiliating. I know we've been friends for a long time, and I can be comfortable with you. It's just, this is a little outside the realm of things that we've talked about before. Yeah. Well, let's just say that my wayward ex is a very selfish human being. And where it counts, that's just not something I can live with anymore. And from what I understand, you don't share that problem. I mean, not that you're selfish in any other way either, but in one particular way. Oh, my face is the color of my shirt, which is this awful shade of red. Okay. Can we just drop this, please? Okay, all right. We're not gonna drop this. Look, she said that you are a very generous lover and that she achieves certain things every time you're together. Oh, God, I can't even look at you right now. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Yes, I'm an adult. No, I don't talk to my friends about this stuff. Well, except her, because she doesn't give me a choice. But, yeah. Every time, she said every time. I mean, you would know you were there, right? Okay. Well, let's just say that's not my experience. That's far from my experience. Yeah, I'm serious. He was selfish and didn't give a shit if I had a good time most of the time. It was about what he wanted, and that was that. So, I learned to take care of myself. I'll admit, when she was talking at length about this, I was a little jealous and wondering if she was full of shit, because she had a tendency to exaggerate. I mean, her gift for hyperbole was well known. Well, I'm glad you're flattered. I'm glad that makes you feel good, because if it's true, that good for you. Yes, she was very complimentary about that. Even actually after you broke up, she still commented like that. So it must have been true. I mean, after you break up with someone, typically you trash them. You don't go on about how good they are in bed, right? Is that a thing? I don't know. It did make me curious, though. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That was awkward, uncomfortable. Yeah, that is true. I've never had a partner that has given me that every single time. Orgasms are just not something that partners seem to give in my world, I guess. I don't know. Well, I'm glad you think that that's wrong. Your partners are very lucky. Okay. Sorry, you caught me a little off guard there. What do you mean, show me? Us? Okay. I know you're a good guy, so I know you're not just using this as an excuse to hit on me. Are you serious? Well, it would be nice to know what it's like to be with somebody who isn't all about themselves. Are you sure about this? I mean, this isn't something that we do. And I don't want pity sex either. That's sad and lame. Oh, I see. Scratching an itch for both of us. Fair. Breakups suck. Got it. Okay. You know what? I've always been curious about that, among other things. Let's do it. Let's see what it's all about. Oh. I'm suddenly really nervous and I feel like I've never done this at all. So I'm gonna need you to take the lead here, okay? Yeah. Thanks. Closer, okay. It's a good thing it's a big couch. She did tell me you're a very good kisser. I guess that's a great place to start. Okay, she was right. We'll give her that one. Your hand in my hair is nice. Over my neck. It's the way you're cradling my face. So nice. Yeah, that was good. Okay, clothing. I'm suddenly really shy because you're looking at me in my bra. You want to play with my breasts? You think I'll like that? Well, I know that the nipples are an erogenous zone, but mine aren't very sensitive, so don't hold your breath. Okay, let's take the bra off. I do have nice breasts. Thank you. Thank you. I like them. The way you're looking at me right now is a huge turn on. You're not even touching me. My nipples. Okay, I'm focusing on you. It's hard to focus on you when you're playing with my nipples like that. It is. They're not sensitive at all. Standing up into hard points, and it's tingling all the way through my body. Like you're playing with my pussy without actually touching my pussy. Shit. Fuck. If I had known that this was possible, I would have been playing with these things myself for years. Yes. Oh, yes. Take one in your mouth. Please, 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 please. Oh, your mouth is so warm. Oh, yes, suck the nipple. Oh, suck it. Oh, I didn't think I would like it that hard, but I do. Oh, yes. Oh, please suck it. Oh, God. Oh, yes, suck my nipple. Oh, yes. Oh, what are you doing to me? My body's on fire, and you're just touching my nipples. What the fuck? Okay. Well, that was. Now what? I want more. I want more of you. Please make my body feel good. Please. Touch my pussy, please. If you can do that to my nipples, please. She wasn't wrong. I'm aching, please. Yeah, take my pants off. I'm gonna lay back, okay? Okay, I'm suddenly shy again. You're just tracing my pussy lips with your finger. Just gently. Wait a minute. This feels weird. I'm like naked and you still have all your clothes on. That feels a little one-sided. Can we do something about that? Because I feel really exposed like this. Plus, I'm not gonna lie. She said some things about certain parts of you that I'm really curious about now. Because so far, she was not exaggerating. So, okay. Oh my. Wow, she was not exaggerating. That is a beautiful cock you have there. That's wow. Oh my God. Can I touch it? Oh, it's so nice. You're so solid and so warm. Oh, can I just play for a minute? Oh, fuck. Oh, I've never really wanted to play with a cock before. Just kind of put up with them, I guess. But this one. Oh, I want to touch it. I want to taste it. I want to fuck it. Oh, you have the most perfect cock. Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. What? Oh, right. You're showing me. Sorry, I got a little carried away. I am gonna play with that though. Okay, there. I don't feel so bad now. Let's take your shirt off. Oh, there. Now we're both naked. Perfect. Now I feel like we're on equal footing a little bit more. Oh, that's your finger on my pussy again. You're just lightly rubbing it, but it feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, it just circles on my clit. Wow. Oh, you're not going very fast, you're just going slow and barely touching it, but it's shooting shockwaves through my body. Oh my god. I feel it. Oh. That's quite clever. A thumb on my clit and a finger in my pussy. I don't know why you're hitting in there, but oh my god. Around you, I can feel it. I can feel myself squeezing your finger. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Fuck, you're going faster. Oh, I'm so wet. I can feel it. With your finger, yes. Oh, yes, please. Oh, God. I'm spreading my legs as wide as possible and shoving my pussy at you because I think I'm gonna come. Oh, my God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, keep doing that. Yes. I'm gonna come on your hand. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a second finger. Fuck, I'm so full. I don't think I've ever come like that before. Ever. Fuck. Oh, God. Wow. Okay. That was good. Oh, that was amazing. Wow. I feel like my legs are made of jelly and my whole body is on fire. That was intense. That happens every time. Holy shit, how did you ever get her to leave the bedroom? Fuck, I would never get out of bed if that was happening every time we had sex. Oh my god. Like, honestly. And I didn't even get to fuck your cock, and that just seems like a travesty. So next time we do that, that needs to be a thing, that you need to be inside me when that happens. So we'll remember that for next time, and there will be a next time. Oh, what do you mean, why wait? Because that just happened, so why? Wait, are you telling me we can do that again now? Holy shit. Well, I mean, I've heard of multiple, but that seemed like an urban legend. I mean, I wasn't even getting one, so pardon my skepticism. Okay, I'm gonna need a minute though, because it's really sensitive down there. So, I know. Lay back. You heard me. Lay back. There is something I am quite good at. Because it didn't require me getting anything out of it, so I was allowed to hone this skill, and actually I enjoy it, so lay back. Oh, seriously, you should just walk around naked all the time. That's just a thing now. You're not allowed to wear clothes, ever. Because this cock needs to be around just whenever I want it. Oh, God, you've turned me into some wanton little hussy now. You realize that. One good orgasm, and apparently all my fucking morals have gone out the window. I do like this cock. Does that feel good? Yeah? Oh, this will feel even better. See, now you look happy like I did just a minute ago. I'm glad. Because if you care enough about your partner to do that for them, you deserve to have your cock sucked regularly, my dear. And if you'll let me, I will do that. See, I told you I was good at this particular thing. Tastes good. pussy is still tingling. Are you gonna show me how to come again? Okay, where do you want me? How do you want my pussy? You want me on my back? Yeah. The pillow? Sure. Here. Okay, put it under my... under my hips. Now I'm wide open to you, aren't I? There's that thumb again. Hold on a sec. Do we have, a condom? Sorry, I'm just thinking it might be a good idea. Here? Okay. Yeah. Go on. Perfect. Okay, you're prepared. I guess if you do it on the couch a lot. Here. Let's get this bad boy out. Hold still, I can't, it's slippery. There, okay. There. Perfect. Okay. I'm ready. Show me how you can make me come again. Oh, you're right there. I feel you. Oh, I feel you. You're pushing into me so slowly. So slowly. Yep, I can take you. You're so, so deep. Yes, you're all the way in. I can feel every inch of you. And at this angle, you are pressing on some really good things in the inside me. Oh, fuck. You're not even moving, and I'm clenching around you, and it's hitting the right stuff. Holy shit. Good call with the pillow. I'm just gonna wrap my legs around your waist. Ah, there. Okay, grab my hips. Yep. Oh, you're grinding me around on you in circles. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, grind my hips against you. The circles you're making with my hips are swirling your cock inside me. And fuck, it feels amazing. Oh my god. You know so well what to do to make my body sing. Shit. And the cock is filling me so nicely. Oh, you're stretching me. You're so deep, and you're stretching me, and you're hitting everything. You're not even fucking me yet. You're just moving. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, are you gonna fuck me? I feel like I'm gonna explode. My whole body is vibrating around your cock right now. This is amazing. Holy shit. Can you please fuck me? I want to be fucked. Please, 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 please fuck me. Please. Oh my God. Yes, that's perfect. Yes. Oh, it's the perfect rhythm and the perfect angle. And you're holding my hips up to meet you, and you're thrusting so deep, and oh my God, I feel like I'm being split in half, and oh fuck, my legs are shaking around you. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's even more intense than last time. Fuck. Oh, wait. You're stopping. What are you doing? Oh, that's my clit. Oh, you're thumbing my clit. Oh, shit. You're fucking me with my clit. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, this is amazing. Yes, fuck me. Yes, please. Oh, I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me, though. Please come with me. I want to feel you come inside me, please. Yes. Oh, yes, please. Oh, fuck. Please. Yes. I'm gonna come now. No. I can feel you shooting inside me. It's so amazing. Oh my God, my whole body is shaking. Fuck. Yes, hold me tight while you pump that cum into me. Yes. Holy shit. Just come down on top of me. Holy fuck. Well, she wasn't exaggerating. Not in the least. Oh my God. And now I know why she wanted to talk about it and talk about you and why, even after you broke up, she's still very complimentary about this. But her loss is my gain. Right? Oh, I meant what I said. You deserve to have your cock sucked daily for that. Honestly. Oh my God. So good. Thank you. So, How much time do you need before we can do that again?